I don't know. I'm not an engineer. All right. Yeah, so we'll just go through what's happened today, go through tomorrow, and then I'll ask you, who did you lose in the first round to? Newton? Okay, I guess I'll ask you about that. It's less relevant because, like, he beat you and then he lost to Chow, but might as well. All right. Just look at my audacity here. Okay, I'll begin. Hello and welcome to the fourth day of the Flex Fox Finals Daily Podcast, aka the least dangerous podcast in the universe. I am joined today, as often, I guess, by my co-host, Stads. Say hi, Ian.
I'm often here.
And on this blessed first half in the Heat game, at least, we have Richard Tillo joining us as well.
Hello, hello.
All right, so looking at today's matchups, this was a big day for Jeffrey Chow, having three pitchers, and two of them showed up, but one of them, not so much. So Lucas Giolito put up 18.5 points. That game is final. He got his quality start. Trevor Bauer, traded to Chow from Jeremiah, put up a whopping 27.5, while Sixto Sanchez is sitting on negative 1.5, which will soon be negative 2.5, assuming he gets the loss and there's no miraculous comeback. But with that said, Jeffrey Chow is now up exactly 30 points over Jeremiah. So what have you make of today's action so far, Ian?
Oh, we had Jeremiah on yesterday, and he was just hoping that Chow didn't get big days from all three pitchers, and I said two would be a push and leading to an interesting matchup. Well, it's getting pretty fucking interesting, at least in my opinion. 30 points is extremely catchable, but Bauer had a great game. Not just good, 27.5 good.
What about you, Richard? Do you think this was enough for Chow to take a lead that Jeremiah won't be able to catch up to?
Yeah, I think it's a good buffer. I don't think the starts that Jeremiah has is too scary. I know he has McCullers, and looks like he didn't start Martinez. So, but yeah, I think it's a good buffer.
I'd also, another thing that's interesting about today, Jeffrey Chow benched Willie Calhoun for his game, and Calhoun proceeded to put up a negative 0.7, which is a worse total than any of the hitters that Chow has started. I suppose Mookie Betts could put up a worse game, but it feels unlikely. And not to be outdone, Jeremiah decided not to start Carlos Martinez, which was a smart move, as Martinez put up negative 5, probably soon to be negative 6 once that game's final. So I guess these managers are showing us why they're in the finals and we aren't.
Probably. It's kind of weird that Jeremiah just has an SP slot open. You think he could have picked up an SPRP or something?
I guess he's just scared of Pivetta randomly opening or something like that.
Yeah, so I kind of want to rant about this. So Jeremiah was going on about how Ash is a bad manager for not starting more than seven starters. But, like, Jeremiah just has, like, Rhys Hoskins, like, a dead roster spot. Carlos Martinez, who he didn't use his start, and he's not going to start again this week, so another dead roster spot. And he knew he wasn't going to start him. And then he's going on and talking about other owners not starting more than seven pitchers. Like, that's, like, the only way to maximize points. So I know me and you, Cam, we try to, like, make the most out of our SP slots during the week. So the fact that he does that and, like, just has two dead spots on his roster. And I'm not saying it just because I have the number one waiver wire. Like, I mean, I kind of am. But all I'm saying is, Jeremiah, come on. It's the finals. Drop Rhys Hoskins. Drop Osuna. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I agree. At least with the Osuna thing. Either Osuna or, like, Miles Mikolas is not that young either. Like, he's a decent starter, but he's been hurt all year. Who knows if he, like, Jeremiah's probably going to trade him. He's only 32. I guess not too bad. But Jeremiah's probably going to trade him and get back, like, I don't know, maybe a 17 or an 18. I don't think he's worth that much. Like, I'd rather clear that spot put Hoskins on the IL and pick up someone useful. Another dead roster spot so far this week. Rafael Dolis has still yet to pitch this week. He has some kind of knee injury, but we're now more than halfway through the week. Or I guess we are less than halfway through the week. But still, that's 3 days without this reliever going. And he could have picked up someone else who would have pitched at least an inning or two. And I mean, it'd probably only be like a 5-point difference, but matchup's pretty close. Like, you got to get all the points you can.
Well, we could talk about Jeremiah's acquisitions. He's got 3 left for the rest of the week, and I'm guessing he's going to try to use at least one for a pitcher. He dropped Kramer after, and he put up a terrible, terrible point total today, so that was a real good play, and grabbed Pivetta, who's going to be starting this Sunday.
Yeah,
so I guess that's part of his plan.
Pivetta is starting, which means he's going to pitch, and I guess if Jeremiah is maxing out, he doesn't really care. But, like, I see Nick Pivetta as an opener. Like, there's no way in hell he's going 6 innings. He's, his last 3 starts, 3 innings and a third, 2 innings, and 1/3 of an inning, putting up a whopping a -7.5.
Yeah. Yikes. And, like what, he's going to get, like, 5 points maybe on average. If he just spent that slot, like, with an SPRP, like, I know I picked up, like, Cody Hewer, or whatever the guy's name is, on Monday. If he used his dead roster spot on one of them, I know he got 6 points from me already, and then he could still get more appearances. So I'm not really a fan of, like, maxing out your starts with, like, these, you know, these guys who can throw negatives out there or, like, have really bad performances. So, yeah, I'm not really a fan of that strategy, and I hope it doesn't work, because I'm not really a big fan of that.
Yeah, I guess if Jeremiah is desperate enough, he just has to throw everything he can into trying to get a big Sunday. But there's a lot of his pitchers feel kind of dicey. Like, Keegan Aiken's been pretty good, but even he could have a bad game against the Blue Jays. Austin Voth is hard to trust. As we said, Pivetta, again, dangerous. Jeremiah might be able to pick up a couple more, though. I mean, he only has Pivetta. One thing that's nice about Pivetta is, as an RPSP, he can be put into a relief spot on that Sunday when he's starting. So Jeremiah can pick up 2 more SPs who are pitching if he can find any. But I'm not streaming this week, so I don't know what the Sunday. We'll leave that for another podcast to figure out what the Sunday starters look like, or if there's any still on the market.
Interesting that Chow has barely moved his roster. He's made 1 matchup acquisition. Is he saving them all, or do you think he's just happy with where his team's at?
Do I take a shot at this one, Richard?
Sure, yeah. Oh, you want me to take a shot at it? Okay, yeah. So, on this one, yeah. Now that Wednesday starts happen, he might drop, like, a Sixto Sanchez. He might not, because he doesn't really have a lot of dead weight on his roster already. So maybe waiting for the 2 start pitchers to go, and then once, like, the Wednesday starters go, he might drop one of them. Yeah, so, like, his roster doesn't have a lot of fat to, like, play around with, like Jeremiah does.
It is interesting how having bad players can be an advantage in the finals, because you have something you can just rotate through your roster.
Yeah, I'm just looking at, oh, you have 6 matchup acquisitions, and Sims and Gerber aren't playing today. It makes me wonder if he could possibly drop one person and get an RP that might actually play. But I don't know if he wants to be dropping who would end up being Calhoun.
Yeah. One thing too that Chow might be waiting for, like, there's not, it seems that Thursday is the big day this week for off days. There's a lot of teams that aren't playing on Thursday. San Diego is one, Minnesota, Cincinnati, Seattle, the Los Angeles Angels are all off. So I guess I could see Chow maybe seeing which of his relievers does pitch tomorrow. And then if anyone, like, throws a bunch of innings, maybe he gets rid of, like, a Jace Fry or a Genesis Cabrera and just tries to pick up a fresher reliever to try to maximize those innings. Again, so looking at tomorrow, Jeffrey Chow has Corbin Burns starting against the St. Louis Cardinals, and Burns has been pretty good lately, so that's a start you like. Whereas Jeremiah has nobody, as of now at least, who's starting. I don't know if you guys have any other insights into Jeremiah's pitchers. He also has two SP spots open for tomorrow, which is a dynamic strategy.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremiah's currently at 3 starts right now, and he's got Paddock, McCullers, and Wainwright for sure, and then Valdez on Sunday, Aiken, Pfaff, and Pivetta also according to ESPN on Sunday. So right now he's looking at 10 starts, which I think he's happy with that.
Yeah, I just don't know if it's going to be enough though, like especially if Chow gets a big start from Burns here.
Chow will be up to 5 after today, so 6 with Burns, and I'm not sure what else he's got in the tank. Maybe Bundy on Sunday.
So yeah, he can pick up a pitcher, right? So he'll be at 5 by Saturday right now?
Right.
Yeah, so he's probably going to pick up someone.
Yeah, he could... Yeah, his number 6 is Burns, so he's either got to maximize today or tomorrow to go with Burns or something, Sunday to go with Bundy, or completely forget Bundy and do like a streamer day on Friday or Saturday. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
whereas Jeremiah's got it figured out.
He does
maybe
have
scooped up every Sunday.
He does have Gonzalez and Crochet he can drop, so it's not like he has to drop one of his good starters like to get an extra starter too. It's just, I guess, if he wants to go crazy and try to do like a big max out, he might have to drop another one. He could also just drop a hitter. Like, he doesn't... I don't really know who he's planning on keeping, but right now he has a bench hitter.
Better start licking your lips there, Richard. Could see some good players hitting the waiver wire.
Yeah, I'm waiting. You guys got to go all in the finals, man.
The danger here, though, is if Chow drops someone good on Sunday or even Saturday after rosters lock, the player won't actually clear waivers until free agency is already locked. So,
yeah, I don't
hope it happens soon.
I don't see Chow really dropping like a really good player just because he's won twice. I mean, but Jeremiah, you gotta do something with these dead spots.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on to the hitters to watch. I'm trying to remember who the hell I picked as the hitter to watch yesterday to see if we were successful.
It was Acuna, and
I might have just picked Betts. I probably picked Betts. So he hasn't really done anything yet in his game. And Acuna has 2.8 points. So that's, I guess, a win, if not a very loud one. So it was pretty easy to identify Acuna as the hitter to watch. And as we all know, the Polish word for easy is Watfo, watfo.com, a place where you can get both streetwear and sports memorabilia. So looking at the hitters for tomorrow, I think a good hitter to watch on Jeremiah's team is Whit Merrifield. He's playing against Michael Fulmer, who frankly is not very good. And because they're in the same division, they actually have a pretty long history against each other. And Merrifield is 9-for-21 against Michael Fulmer for a .429 average, which includes 2 home runs. So that's an OPS of about, call it 1150, which is pretty strong. On Chow's side of things, I don't think there's anyone who stands out quite as much. I might just lazily pick Mookie Betts again as the hitter to watch. And yeah, that's what we're going to do. Mookie Betts is, that's today. Don't know what I'm doing here. Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to pick Mookie Betts again. just a good player. So odds are I will be correct. He's a career 4-for-15 against Mike Fiers, which is 267 with no home runs. But there isn't really... I suppose Colton Wong is 4-for-7 in his career against Corbin Burns. But Burns is a lot better this year than he was before. So I'm hesitant to make that pick. So yes, we will indeed go with Mookie Betts. Do you guys have any other hitters to watch or anything you think is going to happen tomorrow?
I like your Colton Wong mention. It's one of those my batter versus my pitcher matchups,
Well, that
and
that's
we'll
true.
have to see what happens there.
Maybe once again he'll hit a home run. Wong will hit a home run off Corbin Burns, and Chow will still benefit.
Yeah, I'd say tomorrow is a good one to see where these matchup acquisitions fly, or if, because if people aren't don't use them by tomorrow, you have to wonder if it's just going to be a Sunday dump.
Yeah, I think generally the goal for tomorrow, if I'm Jeremiah, I mostly just want to keep pace with Chow. Being 30 points behind isn't ideal, but it's manageable. But if Chow gets a big start from Corbin Burns and his offense outplays Jeremiah's, or he gets a bunch of bullpen appearances and the lead like spreads to like 50, 60, 70, then I think Jeremiah's in trouble.
I think 70 would torch Jeremiah. Like,
A
dead ass torch him.
70-point
50
lead
is
or
doable.
a 70-point day tomorrow?
70-point day for lead for Chow, I think, would not all but wrap it up, but you'd need something crazy.
It's hard to argue with.
I think 50 is fine, though.
So Richard, how does it feel knowing that it could have been you in these finals, but unfortunately Garth Newton vanquished you?
I mean, respect to Garth Newton. Honestly, when I saw I looked at his team for the first time in our matchup, and I'm like, wait, what the hell? When did he get good? Like, I didn't face him all year, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is actually a good team. So, shouts out to him for like building that roster up. And I'm just glad that there's someone from the jungle here in the finals, and obviously I'm rooting for Chow. So. Yeah, so it does suck, but hopefully Chow brings it home to the best division in the league, you know.
Scarbro as well.
Oh, Scarbro, true.
Boo.
All right, so I think that pretty much wraps everything up for today. Richard, if you have any shout outs or messages that you want to send to the league, the floor is yours.
I just want to say I just came off from watching the Heat. Let's go Heat. Tyler Hero. Future most improved player, most valuable player. I'm just really hyped because we're winning. Hopefully you wrap up before halftime ends so I can get back to that.
All right. On that note, I'll leave you with a fun inside baseball fact about league management. When we were talking about what we were going to get you as a prize last year, I was pushing for a Miami Heat baseball jersey, which is a thing apparently you can buy, but I was vetoed, so instead you got that Benintendi jersey. But it could have been.
Well, I'm just disappointed in the other league management for vetoing that. Benintendi isn't even on my team anymore, and I don't know what to do with that jersey, so.
Just got to make the finals again, and we'll make it happen.
I gotta trade back with Jamil.
All right.
No.
Have a good day, everyone. Good luck, Chow. Good luck, Jeremiah. And I guess good luck, everyone else, in matchups that don't matter.